from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, it, like, I think I already did this for, like, I'm like, have I already done this song for a teaser? But when you want to go to sleep and you can't even fall asleep, you know, something's got a hold of you and kind of taken over. But, you know, Scoots, you know, my voice and my creaky dulcet tones are a little bit older, so I'll have your thoughts moving onward towards me. So meet me at our spot here in the deep, dark night. Really, meet me at our spot. You see, Scoots wasn't, and I said, yeah, I recorded this in the fall of 2021, but our spot is wherever you are. That's the nice thing about Sleep With Me. Yeah, if you're confused and you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. And if you could pay attention here, or when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. These are the ways we're able to be here for you free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener to Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taking being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like, I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's my favorite part of the show, because it means that the show gets to come out free twice a week because of people like Grass, who supported Headspace. Oh boy, Grass said that it was Headspace was helping them get through the final season at school. And when I support somebody and I hear my name on another podcast, I got to tell you, I love it. So if you want to hear your name on Sleep With Me, there's a lot of free trials out there. Like, Grass signed up for a free trial for Headspace. Sign up for it. Let the sponsor know about it. Let me know about it. And then fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. So I can thank you on the show. I can send you a thank you video, because there would be no Sleep With Me without those of you. So I really, really appreciate it. So thank you, Grass. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having an extra tough time, there's links to resources, including international resources you can connect with right now in the show notes. It's about being a part of positive change, being a part of communities with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying Support Ukraine. So there's links to resources where you can learn more and take action in the show notes. And one of the actions we're taking as a community around the show, it's been so great interacting with listeners like Judy, Christiana, Cornelia, Stacy, who are all helping us build hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness. You could join in for free, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Join us in our community effort to support other people. And Mystery Bart, a lot of people help on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. And edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble, getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, carries you off to sleep, or is here for you in the deep, dark night, however you choose to use it. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the... We do all that other stuff with a bedtime story and a super long intro. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play, and I'm going to do the rest, which I guess even that part's kind of Sleep With Me, under construction, slow, meandering construction. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out, I'm going to do the rest. Sleep With Me. Some of the shows become figurative and true at the same time. But all you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake or whatever you're feeling or dealing with while you're awake, whether that's thoughts on your mind about the past, the present, or the future. Got those. Holy moly. Anything emotionally coming up, like feelings related to those thoughts or something else, or that are just there, physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature, routine, travel, someone else is traveling, you know, whatever it is. There could be so many things that are there in the deep, dark night. Here's the good news. What you're dealing with is important, and there's probably someone else listening somewhere on the planet, somewhere across this beautiful, beautiful globe we live on. It's not a globe. A globe is a thing. Like I was trying to make a nice point in my brain. See, that's why I make the sleep podcast. Live internal criticism coming in a beautiful moment. But there probably is someone dealing with what is in my head, or your body, or your feelings, or whatever else you're going through. They also know how it feels. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it, and that's really what I'm here to do, is to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff by sending my voice across the deep, dark night. I got this nice, safe place. You can meet me at our spot, like that song says. I smooth it, I pat it, I rub it down. I say safe place, and then I use lulling, soothing tones, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I guess I can be honest with you. This is like this is November when I'm recording this. When you're hearing it's probably the spring or something, but it's just like I've been thinking about the year of Sleep With Me, and how people use it and how important it is. So all that stuff is meant to take your mind off stuff and keep you company while you drift off. Or if you can't drift off, I'm here to be here to keep you company. And what all that means is like pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. You're kind of seeing those natural mistakes, being human, all that, is where I get mixed up or I misspeak. Those are parts of the show so that you know it's okay to be human. And so what are the most important things to know? One is that you are important. Your sleep, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a spot, a place where you could rest and get comfortable. Turn out the lights, sink in, and drift off. You deserve a bedtime you could at least feel neutral about, if not look forward to. And I really believe that, one, because I know how it feels on the flip side of it. I know what it's like to dread bedtime or to feel like, oh, well, it's getting, oh, no. So I know those feelings really well. So that's one thing. The other thing is that if you get the sleep you need, the rest you need, your life is going to be more manageable. Your life is going to be better. And if you're out there living your life, the world I live in is a better place to be in. If your life's more manageable and then eventually you can flourish, that means our world flourishes. So that is important to me. So that's the reason why I make the show. I know how it feels, and you're important, and I'd like to help create a bedtime that you could feel decent about. Now, ideally, I'd like to create a bedtime you really can't wait to get into bed. That's what I strive for. But if I get there, we say, well, at least I have Scoots to talk some nonsense to me. I've achieved all my life goals. You know, really, my life has meaning. So there's that. Now, a couple of things to know. This podcast just doesn't work for everybody. And you may have already noticed that. But if you're new, you might be skeptical. You might be doubtful. And you might have feelings stronger than that. Just see how it goes. For the majority of listeners that I've heard from, it takes 2 or 3 tries to get used to the show. Now, if you already loathe it, we have a ton of other sleepy stuff you could check out that's not related to this podcast. sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. So there's other sleep podcasts and sleep audio out there you could check out, and hopefully that will help you. But yeah, it just doesn't work for everybody. But for most people, they say, oh, yeah, now I realize the podcast never gets started. It never makes any sense. It's always making barely any sense. Now I get it. As we say around here, sleep with me. Always going nowhere, going nowhere slow. Always going somewhere, maybe, I don't know, or nowhere, or I forgot. Can't fit, sleep with me. Can't fit any of our phrases on a pillow because Scoots keeps going. No, always going nowhere. Isn't that what I say? So, yeah, just give it a few tries. A couple other things if you're new or if you're a regular listener, maybe you like these reminders. The show does not put you to sleep. And right now, you might hear it in my voice, I'm realizing how important it is to remind you of that. This podcast is here to keep you company whether you're awake or asleep. So, and that's really what I think works about it. Because I know there's people out there that are listening right now that are dealing with stuff and they can't sleep, whether it's something long-term or something short-term, because I've dealt with both of those too. And it's important for me to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff. And that's really why most people are able to fall asleep. You say, I'm going to be here to keep you company whether you're listening to me or not, or you're half listening or you're barely listening. So this podcast, it doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm more a friend. Like I said, meet me in our spot. I know you say, Scoots, that song's about something else. I say, well, you know, I never get, you know, I'm too busy projecting to listen to the actual lyrics. But you got to make it about me somehow. But so I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boy bae, your boy cuz, your boy sib, and keep you company so that you can fall asleep whenever you want. You don't even notice. You say, I was barely listening to Scoots because he was always going nowhere. And then I woke up the next day so rested. Also, this is a podcast you don't really listen to. I think that kind of goes along with what I'm saying. You just kind of listen to it. Listening's optional. You can listen, but you could also just barely listen. Or, you know, like some people turn it down to a mumble, whatever you're comfortable with. Just see how it goes. And that kind of leads into the structure of the show. Now, the show is structured in a very specific way for very specific purposes. But as you become a regular listener, you can adjust the kind of like how you use your sleep timers and all that kind of stuff for what works for you. But the show is structured in a way, it starts out with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so that you feel welcome and seen. And usually I try to do something funny or witty or whatever songs I'm thinking about or whatever, try to tie that in so that you say, oh, I feel welcome and I know this is a little bit silly, kind and goofy. Then there's support, support for the show via sponsors and patrons, members that pay for the free podcast, and then support for listeners and support for the communities around the show. And that enables us to be here for you twice a week for free on any podcast app. And there's over like, there should be like around 400 episodes for free in our in your podcast app. So that's what that's there for. Some people say, what? And I say, well, that's our goal, twice a week for free. And then there's the intro. Now, the intro is not part of the support. The intro supports your bedtime routine because some people get they have strong feelings about the intro. You could skip it. 2-3% of listeners do if you're regular, you know, as you get used to the show. And then a few thousand people listen to story-only episodes on Patreon. But the intros are a lot of people's favorite part of the show. It's different every single time. And the intro organically grew out of listener feedback and what I learned about sleep as I was making the show for years and years the intro introduces new people to the show. But for a regular listener, it eases you into bedtime. It's a transition between being awake and trying to fall asleep. It's some middle time that you could use to wind down or get ready for bed or do something else relaxing. Or you could be getting in bed, getting comfortable, but you don't have that pressure to fall asleep. That pressure to fall asleep, ooh, you know, we don't want that around here. The intro is like an easy me talking about nothing and getting mixed up and forgetting what I'm going to talk about. But it has a familiar structure, like the show has a familiar structure. So you say, oh, okay, Scoots is going to try to describe what the podcast is. He's going to try to talk about these points to the new listener. And for me, he's talking to me. So that's the intro. It goes on and on and on. Then again, there's support between the intro and the story. Again, so the podcast can be here for you twice a week. And then there's the story. Tonight we'll be talking about a Sharper Image catalog. So that'll be sleepy stuff. You know, unless you're a collector of cordless phones, not cell phones, then you could still look it up on the internet later. You could still sleep through it. So that's the structure. So there's thank yous at the end. And that's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate you checking this podcast out. Give it a few tries if you're new. I want to be your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boar bud. I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope we can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to be here for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody, Scoots here, and we're talking tonight about, no, I gotta say, I guess I have a little bit of a setup here because it's a bit of a white whale for me. So this one is a bit of a elusive thing. I wasn't able to actually get the catalog that I was looking for. Now, as with the tradition of all library-based stuff, I did message them, or I did message, not message them, sorry, I'm trying to get this thing loaded on a different device than I usually use. But so, okay, so we're going to be talking about a catalog here, and it's a Sharper Image catalog. Now, this is something that has changed drastically, in my opinion, through the history of this company, and I don't think it's the original company anymore. So that, I guess that also makes it interesting because it's had some evolutions, like so many things have had. So I guess I'll set it up and then we'll go through this catalog and then go through why I wanted to talk about it and then go through the catalog that I did get access to. And I'll put down the device for now so I can focus on being here with you. That's what's important, not about these catalogs. We're really here to just spend some time together, right? So as a child of the 80s and the 90s, Sharper Image was like a definition, in my opinion, I guess, of aspirational wealth that I did like a participating. And actually, I guess let's put it in the gray area that it's neither good nor bad, neither healthy or unhealthy. It's somewhere in the gray area between all that. But I will say there is a certain pleasure in participating in this fantasy, and maybe that's what led to the podcast, of looking at a Sharper Image catalog at someone's house, because at this time, and I think in the cusp of the 80s and the 90s, I don't even think you could, if you were a regular person like me or my family, I don't even think, at least the perception was, you couldn't even get a Sharper Image catalog yourself. And this may have been like a catalog, and if, it's funny how things come back. Now, catalogs haven't come back, but the idea of being an exclusive club you have to pay for to spend money at. So you're going to pay us to get our catalog so you can buy stuff from us. It's hilarious, but it is something that's a thing, right? It always is. And again, we're saying this from the gray area of more curiosity and interest. So I guess it wasn't Little Andy, but Little Andy had a couple of touchstones with Sharper Image catalogs. Now, there's the big one that we'll talk about in a second here, but I had one friend who I think moved to the area and only became my friend for like 2 years of late grammar elementary school. Now, they were not ostentation, whatever you call that. They had a Sharper Image catalog. They may have had Sharper Image products as well, but I don't necessarily remember them being showy with, maybe they had nice cars and stuff, but it's not like they had a huge house or, I don't know, maybe I'm just remembering because I remember playing with them and stuff like that, but I just don't remember them having, being showy with her wealth, but they did have the Sharper Image catalog. And, again, yeah, like when I would go, like, I only remember really looking at one or two of them. So that was one experience with Sharper Image. And then later in life, I'd have another friend who his house actually had some products from Sharper Image. And, Even later in life, I'd have someone else that I was in a relationship with that I'm pretty sure. So I think I covered Sharper Image. I had contact with Sharper Image and Sharper Image people. And I guess I was aspirationally a Sharper Image person, at least on the cusp of the 80s and the 90s. So Sharper Image, I mean, I guess like it all says it in the branding, right? It was a catalog initially based on the Sharper Image, like, which means kind of like, I guess now you'd say like something like a tech bra, but probably not. Like someone sleek that had money to spend. I think right now when I'm recording it, well, I guess you would associate it with what yuppies was the term they used in the 90s, I think. And just when I'm recording this, I'm recording this in the holiday season, even though you won't hear it then. But it just made my mind jump that there's the National Lampoon's Holiday Vacation film, right? And in the movie, is Julia Louis-Dreyfus and someone else, and they're playing kind of like a yuppie-type couple, young urban professional, but I guess these were young suburban professionals, so again, I'm wrong right away. But in their home, when they did show it in their fashion, that would say, you'd say, okay, that's like a little bit like a sharper image style. Now, I think if you were really to dig deep, it was sharper image. because if you were, like, they sold like a lot of audio products is what I would associate them with. But I think if you were an audiophile, you'd say, well, why would you pay that when you could get this? But I was talking about my history. So then again, in, I guess, the 90s, I had a friend whose house had kind of like a massager or massage chair. Another thing they had, they were like one of the first companies, again, that I would saw that had like, this is when people listen to music on CDs. And you could get like a CD player that fit like 100 CDs, like a jukebox. And at least to me, the only place you could get that was Sharper Image. But again, that would be wrong. You probably could have got it at Radio Shack or an upscale audio-video place or even a regular audio-video place. But I wasn't buying any of this stuff. I was just thirsty. I was saying, all my problems are going to go away if I get I don't have 100 CDs. But if I had a CD player that could play 100 CDs and I had 100 CDs to play, all this stuff deep underneath the surface here, it'll all go away because they'll have a sharper image. And I think that, you know, that might be the frowny side of it, but the other side of it is just as real too. That it's like, oh, wow, like that I did feel something tangible looking at the catalogs on the cusp of the 80s and the 90s. As you move into the 90s and then into the aughts, which again, I had some of my life in the aughts or on the cusp of the aughts and the 90s, Sharper Image slowly became something more synonymous with airplane magazines and airplane, like airport kiosks. So they like went on this journey, I guess like what you would call now or looking at it like a loss of identity. In search of customers, they lost their identity. Now, maybe it was never successful, and maybe it was only at first a sharper image, or it was like, well, there's only so many people with sharper image, you know, we can get to buy stuff. So I don't know, but none of that. I know there's plenty of articles out there about the history of Sharper Image and threaded tweets that I saw. But this isn't about research. I was actually searching for a very specific catalog because my first contact that I purely remember, in that I know it exists. At first, I was like, did this thing even not exist? But it did. And I contacted one of the libraries at USC. So shout out to anybody at USC, because I know there are some USC listeners. And I don't know if they have a digitized copy of this catalog, but I know in their James Bond collection, they have this catalog. So I have requested access to it. And I don't know. If anybody's a librarian or archivist at USC, let me know, because then maybe we could do something fun and a fun episode about it. So, okay. I tried to track this down. Weird thing is, I mean, I guess it's not that weird. There's not a lot of PDFs of Sharper Image catalogs on the internet earlier, you know, current last 10 years, plenty. And I'm sure if I would have, I just don't, like, I got to be responsible with how I manage my time. So I did dive in and I could not find any, like, any caches of, like, where some places have, like, all, you know, like we found. Because I was not, like, I was playing, I said, oh, okay, I could do an old Sharper Image catalog. That's fine. But I wanted to do this specific one that was a movie tie-in to the James Bond, Roger Moore James Bond. The last Roger Moore James Bond movie that I already did an episode about called A View to a Kitten, about how lovely blimp rides can be, particularly with Christopher Walken and Grace Jones, and a visit to the Eiffel Tower and all that. It was one of the Bond movies that, it was the first Bond movie I may have ever seen. I don't know, I probably talked about it in that episode, but at the same time, right around when this came out, I was at this kid's house, and he had, like, his father probably had given him this sharper image after his father had looked at it or whatever. Here's the thing, if you were subscribed to the Sharper Image catalog, you had a Sharper Image card, because the card appears in the movie and it says like James Bond or somebody, was he St. John? I think he was like supposed to be, you know, whatever, a Bear Bonds dealer, or I don't know, you know, whatever the, his cover is. I forgot his fake name in the movie. Fly Fishing, I can remember him doing that. But he, Sharper Image had a tie-in in the movie and then in the catalog. Some sort of cooperative marketing. So there was like, this was like the first time, for me, this was absolutely mind-blowing. From a marketing perspective, maybe, I don't know if there was adults, like, but it was like, wait, I can buy a James Bond device, like something, well, not exactly. So I don't know. It was the closest I felt like to being able to purchase something from the movies or something from the super spy thingamajig. Now, I don't know if any of that was true, but I've been unable to obtain that catalog, even tried to get it on eBay. But again, it's elusive, but I don't have to worry because the library has it, and eventually I put in a request, so hopefully it's digitized, but I guess I could take a ride down to USC and make my normal stop, because I got to speak there, thanks to one of our listeners, to a couple classes. So anyway, where were we? So I found another catalog. So we'll look through this catalog and we'll kind of see. This one's from 1982, so it's much earlier. So my interest is peaked of this was Sharper Image, and it's the holiday catalog from 1982. So on the cover, is that the cover? Okay, so this one is Sharper. It says Sharper Image 1982 holiday catalog. On the cover, it has some sort of cordless phone, not a wireless phone, some sort of tape player with an equalizer from Panasonic, a Sanyo. Okay, so this was back when they actually sold brands. I don't know. So this will be interesting. So we have also, it looks like some sort of portable music device, a BP monitor, a pirate spyglass, headphones, cufflinks, and something else that I can't quite identify. And we'll go to the first page. wait a second. Is this really? Oh, no. Yeah. So this one, in 60 seconds, you could turn your favorite slides into professional photos. So you got to be kidding me. Like, this thing looks more advanced than printers nowadays. You put your slide in, you press a print button, and it prints out a photo on photo paper. It looks like something like this thing really looks handy. Vivitar something slide printer. The picture looks good. Let's see what we got. $149 too. Like, I was trying to find something like this to digitize my parents' photos and things. So that was the first thing. Vivitar, Sharper Image. Oh, San Francisco, California. Hey, huh? Interesting. Okay, page 2 is where we get really interesting. So it starts off in the top left page with first person. Oh, no, that's we got a portable cassette player recorder reinvented. This is the Panasonic Platinum Plus. Oh, wow. Listen to some of this copy because it really does shine. He wants to be able to lug it back and forth from the ski cabin to his to a city condo. He demands quality sound, but portability as well. So that's exactly what the Sharper Image catalog is right there. It is tech kind of, this has Dolby noise reduction, it can take metal tapes, 8D cell batteries not included. It has LED measuring, only takes up 18 by 13 by 10. Suggested retail is $349. But you could get it for $299. If you find it for less, we'll refund the difference. Wow. So I wonder if that's something we'll see. Yeah, let's see it. Oh, it is built for audiophiles. It's one where the speakers are kind of removable. So it's like a boombox with the speakers being removable. I think shipping is $9.50. It has two built-in condenser microphones, so you could actually, you can dub your voice over music, LED tuning meter. Doesn't say anything about equalizer, but it looks like it has some kind of equalizer. Then this one is called the Mura High Stepper. Now, this is cool. This thing, I don't understand why they don't have this still. So the Mura, it's a first personal FM stereo with television sound. Mura High Stepper delivers not only huge sounding FM stereo, but AM and TV as well. Now you can listen to your favorite TV shows anywhere through this ultra light 1.6 ounce headset. Never sounded so good. It's got a samarium cobalt headset even. That rivals the most expensive home system. Three AA batteries. You can clip it to your belt. No protruding antenna necessary for TV or sound reception. It's, only $59.95 and $375 shipping. And it has two TV bands. It doesn't say which ones it gets. Wideband, I don't know. So that's interesting because you had UFF in the US, we had UHF and VHF. Now, this one, you know, times change, but they always stay the same. Now you can control your children's television viewing. This is the sensor view, allows you to control the programming that comes into your home, protecting them from things they shouldn't watch. Sensor view can restrict access to all of the TV sets in your home, provide 24-hour programming blocks. Blocks any specific show or channel for one day or indefinitely. It works with pay cable channels, video recorders, or games. Really? Yeah, I wonder how well it worked. It's not computerized. It's some sort of solid state action, I think. It's tamper-proof, even if unplugged. And it works with all sets. It can't hurt or affect reception. Comes with instructions. $199, $450 for shipping. Okay, so that was the first page. Wait a second. Turn your TV into an electronic eye. So this is where you get into the kind of the Sentry video camera. It uses your own TV set, mini cam. You can tell you who's at the door, how the pool party's going, or even how the baby is. And you can switch from normal channels to checking it with a touch of your button. I mean, that's pretty, it's, you know, not like an industrial security system. 50 feet of cable provided, and you'll be ready. It's a 1.5 pound black and white mini cam, and it compensates for lighting conditions. It has an adjustable head, and you can connect up to 3 cameras to the optional switcher box. It's $299, $6.50. So that's cool. And then portable electronic phone dialer. I think this is like the first hackers, what they were doing. The Port-A-Touch auto dialer is a 3-ounce electronic phone dialer that fits in your hand. You can tell it to dial up to 10, 16 digits. You know, I never knew this until I saw the movie Games of... playing chess with Matthew Broderick during the Cold War. I don't like that it's just a pulse, tone pulse signals, perfect for services such as Sprint MCI, bank by phone, mobile radio, or paging systems. Even works on rotary dial phones, has pyramid-shaped keys that make dialing easy. And that's $89. So kind of expensive, but it's one touch carrying in your pocket. Thanks to Port-A-Touch, product of California's famed Silicon Valley. Now, this is the first thing I've seen that I would definitely buy. I don't see a price yet because it's still loading the PDF. And there was a movie about this, and this thing has come and gone in popularity. It's still not something I have not tried. It says float to relax, the most natural way to relieve stress. And this one kind of comes with everything. Wow. It has a pump, a filter, a drain, speakers, a heater, and a door. It's a flotation tank. A float to relax tank is a light-free, sound-free environment that promotes deep natural relaxation. You can set it up in an hour and float yourself or a friend in the deepest state of relaxation imaginable. This was really popular. There was even a movie with, I think, William Hurt. It was not a calming movie, though. Closest thing, the weightlessness aside, of orbit. Remove your clothes, open the sliding door, and step in. A 10-inch solution of Epsom salt and water at 93 degrees skin temperature makes you float like a cork. And always keeps your head up. You'll be relaxed, sound baffled, air vents. It's like being half awake in bed. I would love this. Colors will be more intense. Your vision will be sharper, freshness and intensity. There's also an under, it's used by the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. It's got an underwater stereo speakers. Okay, it's a little bit expensive. But it's just shipping's only $95. It's $3,500. It looks like a giant dog, what do I think, kennel, without the cage part. It's that kind of shape. It's red, so at least it looks relaxing. The guy that's getting into it, he has a lot of ferns. He has a rattan chair. He has a step going into it. He also has a fake parrot and a tiny, tiny towel on. So, yeah, the float-to-relax tank, $34.95, $100 shipping. I mean, I don't think you get that shipped for $100 nowadays. So that's something. I mean, there's your first thing that I say. Well, if I could, I would buy that. I don't have anywhere to put it, and I don't have $3,500. But particularly, I don't have anywhere I could put it. So, okay, I think this might have been what was on the cover that I couldn't identify. It's Experience the Ultimate Rowing Machine. And that's still the Ameritech 610, $349. It's a rower exerciser. And these were popular, but this one doesn't have a flywheel or anything. It's just based on pneumatic resistance. But you can row hydraulic cylinders, I'm sorry, pneumatic, footrests with Velcro straps. So that's interesting. A deep sea, no, desktop clock. I thought it was a deep sea clock. Desktop clock with a racing tradition. The VDO is Europe's oldest and most respected maker of instruments. It's quartz technology, fancy. That one's $45. Then we have another portable stereo. What is it? Oh, whoa, boy. This thing is interesting. What is this? We got to look into this because this looks like more interesting than just your simple portable radio cassette player that you may have never seen before in your whole life because you couldn't believe that people had to carry these around. But I'll tell you what, if you were delivering newspapers in 1982 and you could afford this, so this is a third generation personal stereo from Toshiba. Beautiful concert hall sound, yet small and light. The stereo cassette player on the left comes with a 2-ounce drop-in AF/FM. Oh, so it has a tuner that you can put into the cassette thing. I mean, that's kind of brilliant. It has a drop-in cassette. So it has a cassette you could add as AF/FM, like to add AF/FM. By the time I came around, that was all built in, but it's not much bigger than the cassette. It is, but, you know, to them it's not. There's fast forward and rewind, two AA batteries, belt clip, and let's see. Sleek, light, and versatile. You can enjoy rock steady cassette stereo or concert quality AM/FM. Headset folds up to palm size. Wafer thin personal FM with unparalleled sound. Is this something else? I guess so. Oh, yeah. So this must be. Oh, yeah. This is Toshiba's wafer thin FM stereo tuner. So this is just for FM reception, has no other circuits or connections to interfere. Sound is crystal clear. You'll feel like you're walking around in a concert hall, smaller than a deck of cards. So that's like a small FM stereo headset. Or not, like, I don't know if it comes with the headset. The LED pinpoints the best reception, slide rule controls, comes with a suede-like protective pouch. So the cassette AM/FM is $169, $350 ship, and the FM stereo only is $80. And next up is a cordless phone. This was something, I don't think we had one until, maybe I didn't have one until I was in college, and me and my roommate decided what we were bringing, and I was like, I'll buy a phone. I'll buy the phone. Maybe, I don't know, but so cordless phones were a thing that, you know, when I was a kid, you'd have a phone with a cord it get attached to the wall in order to get a hold of people. But some people, like that you would aspire to be, had cordless phones. This one is the phone that's making America cordless at new savings. So this is the, let's see here, the soft touch dialing pad. These two Extenda phones give more quality and features than any other cordless phones in their price range. A crisp FM signal. The Extendaphone 4000 has a 700-foot base-to-remote range. That's 10 acres. Baloney. I don't believe that. And the 4000 also has a separate push-to-talk speakerphone in the base unit. So for hands-free speaker, you could built in the cordless handset, see the deluxe model on the next page. Most phones for the most money. So you have the long range Extendaphone, that's $179. The short range is $109. Static reduced to a minimum. Permanent built in batteries, and your holiday gift with holiday gift list finished with a phone call. This is another ad. Oh, this is a, you can give everyone on your list with a phone call, a sharper image gift certificate, printed on richly textured Corsican cover stock. So there's that. So that's interesting. So the cordless phones were, I guess, a thing again at 1982. I'm having trouble believing this. Then they sell like replicas of like of something of like historical items. Which is interesting. And then triple zoom binoculars. I always wanted to get binoculars through sharper image because they always did a good job of marketing them. So these are Tasco's powerful zoom binoculars. Make it easy for you to find and track a moving subject. Football, whether it's football, let's see. Well, most binoculars zoom. These go from 6 times to 18 times. They're built in for active viewing, rubber guards. Then there's one for your tension headaches. This thing looks like something. Let's see. is EMG electrodes, 9-volt battery. It looks like it has ear, it was the Antake biofeedback headset. Let you literally listen to the muscles that cause tension headaches. So this is interesting, early biofeedback, or maybe not even early. Designed at Montreal General Hospital. So it has like electrodes, like a headband, but then what looks like ear protectors, $149. This would be something I would definitely try. You would get immediate. Maybe I'd wear that in my float tank. Probably not because it's electric. Okay, then they sell gemstones. You know, I don't buy many gems, but when I do, I buy my gems through Sharper Image. Own 8 beautiful gemstones at below market prices. Garnet, amethyst, rhyolite, peridot, emerald, aquamarine, sapphire, and citrine. The strength in colored stones, despite the current recession, reflects supply and demand. And they talk about different things. All 8 stones come beautifully boxed with a presentation case and 150 book, Gems by Joel Arum. 8 stone collector set, $7. Also comes with some sort of thing from Sharper Image saying, the value of the stones was appraised between $1,200 and $1,400. I don't know if that is what comes with it, though. It does come with a letter that says, Dear Richard, I don't know, the letter's not loading, but from the Sharper Image, you know. Then another telephone, this one's a Muraphone, long-range cordless, $199. Oh, no, sells at $199. They're selling it for $129. 700-foot range cordless. Compare our savings to other people's. You're not going to find a match. Plug it into your phone jack and forget about it. You can place and receive calls while it charges. It'll work in any outlet. You can charge it in any outlet. FCC approved. And then they have a portable electric razor. Let's see. Now the close shave wanders far from home. Sanyo's travel shaver. Freedom of cordless engineering. It plugs right into the wall. It has retractable power prongs. 26 edges. Pop-up sideburn trimmer. Excellent. Ooh, bright. Oh, yeah. Another thing they sell is like flashlight type stuff. These would be the things they would rely on in the future. The bright rechargeable, Sanyo rechargeable flashlight, enhanced by polished reflectors, large and powerful beam, angles 140 degrees, NiCad rechargeable batteries. There you go. That's a great idea. ABS housing. You know, with the money you save on batteries, it pays for itself. I would agree. And I can't see the price yet. It's still loading. I don't know what it is with PDFs and, it's like when they don't work on your tablet, they just don't work. It's kind of not cool, PDFs. Okay, it looks like that one's $29 for those flashlights. Chose 2 of them, built-in plug, but I think it's only one. It's just showing the $27, $250. Also, Puma, I think for camping. Well, briefcases, that's another thing. Professional electric, oh boy, we're going to get into that one. Then they have a doorway workout thing, indoor gym. Let's see, 30 different exercises. That's as many as a Nautilus machine. Clamps on your door frame. It's probably got a pull-up bar. It looks like it has, I don't know if it's based on bands. Can range from 5 to 300 pounds. Chrome-plated steel tubing. Oh, nylon rope. So maybe it's like one of those. Oh, yeah, it has like a... probably like a body weight type thing. Then, oh, I lost my page. Portable TV. Here's our first portable TV. $2.99. And it's color. $7.50. Your own VTR. You could use. You can even use it with your own portable VTR camera and recorder. Oh, so you could. It's an 83-channel UHF VHF tuner, 5-inch picture, high fidelity video monitor for your VTR camera. You can plug in your accessories, your camera, discs, computer games, and more into the video monitor jack, bypassing the antenna and tuner. It's lightweight, goes anywhere. You could use a rechargeable battery or D-cell batteries, not included. And then an electronic briefcase, unnoticeable on the outside. A high-gain microphone is activated by folding the handle over. Your own cassette recorder plugs into a modular jack inside. Now you record memos. This is kind of spy level stuff. So this is what people needed. This is what, you know, people were hungry for. Kids like me. So this is the courier electronic briefcase. It's the only briefcase that has also has a way to stop people from taking it by giving them a little, you say, oh boy, that felt like has a charge to it. It's a Samsonite briefcase, invisibly modified, low profile. Oh, also, this thing is protective in every way. High gain microphone, has like an electronic beeper if it's taken from you, that can make it louder. And you'll never be surprised because it's sophisticated. It's, But when you get to the price, you better be a courier for something. Because it's $1,200 for a briefcase. Then they have fancy watches from that Heuer company. Tag, I think it's now Tag Heuer. Let's see how much those are. Oh, $375. I think those watches are like a couple thousand bucks, some of them. Then they have a Super Heterodyne. Super Heterodyne. Who named that thing? Holy cow. Talk about a dude that had to drive fast to compensate. It's a radar detector. And you can get results on 5 leading subsets, a truck driver's choice even. It's got micro scan. You can get one that's a dash mount or under the hood, $199 or $269. It's like a Geiger counter. And again, they have other collectible. They sell a lot of clocks and things for cutting cheese too. 105 channel remote control. Why pay $600 for a remote control when Technica can give you the same capability for $189? If you have cable TV or you want to, you should know that many cable hookups disable the TV's remote controls, but not Technica. It could give you up to 105 cable channels too. It's got a quartz synthesizer, 180. Control panel from your wrist for citizen. That's a stainless steel watch or a gold watch, $129, $179. What does he got here? It's a newest, it's cockpit style for the international man. See, again, we say, what happened in the 80s that, say this happened? So it's got a calendar. It's probably got some sort of stopwatch, laps, you know, everything that you wouldn't, you say, well, I would do it. And then a brass captain's clock, $175, solid brass nautical clock. And next up, what do we have here? Speed trap is protection that fits on your visor. Again, this is another radar detector. Well, here's one. Get your fingerprint in gold for somebody that has everything. Here's two things for somebody that has everything and Get your fingerprint in gold. Your touch literally turns to gold with this unique pendant. Your finger or thumbprint impression is duplicated on a 14K plum gold by fine craftspeople. Hand finished, filed, polished, 139 or for a fingerprint, 199 for a thumbprint, 250 shipping, 350 for the more expensive one. Or how about a seagoing compass on your desk? If you'd rather be sailing than sitting at your desk, this brass yachting compass will console you. Console you. That's like interesting. Is that a pun? It's accurate, sealed in oil, hand-rubbed teak base. It's got a gimbal ring. It's $99. Oh, here's a sound maker. Okay, here's another way to measure BP. That one's $99. An investment you can wear. I was going to wear those gems. This is also, let's see, sounds that soothe. This is a Marsona sound, primal sounds in nature, surf, rain, rhythmic gushes of waterfall. These sounds aren't recorded, but synthesized with solid state electronics. Sound conditioners are used in different places, and they can increase sleep. We know that. Marsana 1200 is an improved design. It's two surf, rainfall, and a waterfall. $129, $450 shipping. Here's a harpoon for your fireplace. Solid brass blowpoke makes fire log handling easy. Looks like a harpoon. It's $45. You got a thin German watch, Biofor quartz. Another phone system. Now connect single line accessories to multi phone systems. So if you want to use your home wireless phone at work, this is a multi line controller. Go ahead, put them through. I'm on my watch. You know, that's $49.99. Oh, this looks cool. It's a wooden. Your child will have a ton of fun and develop new abilities. This is solid oak construction toy that looks like a wooden crane. Sand toys indoors. Improves hand-eye coordination, 3D perception, tension span, and muscle tone. And it's architect designed for rough use. Two lever actions. It's like a, you know, one of those things like a scooper. Dig holes, two large levers. Here's another one. Japan's first personal stereo, now with auto reverse. It has something interesting on the set. This is from Aiwa, A-I-W-A. This is a big brand back then. It's $225, or you can get mini speakers for $65. It's got auto reverse. You can listen to both sides without turning over the tape. It records. Built-in FM tuner or direct connection to another audio component. Oh, yeah, they have it has a plug-in microphone. I knew I saw something. A three-sided microphone to capture. So you could have been podcasting back then. Yeah, I record some episodes on my briefcase and then some on a little cube that plugs into my headset, man. Noise reduction. So three-sided microphone to capture the world around you in stereo. That's cool. I bought accessories like that that haven't worked out before. Here's one. Rich purple amethyst at a remarkable price. Unmounted, $135. 14-karat gold mount, $175. Another cordless speakerphone, $219. High-performance pillows that look like Porsches or a BMW 320i or a Porsche 930 Turbo. Soft sculptures. Those are $39 each, $250. An elegant New Orleans-style park bench. £135 are brass alone. Intricate scrollwork. $5.95 plus $45 shipping. But a cast iron one is only, that doesn't make, oh, I guess it does. It's $175. I'd just get the cast iron one. What do you need brass for? Instant breathalyzer. pulsimeter, desktop pulsimeter, home hot tub, hide, make your tub into a, this is what I could use, it's the latest most, oh, the latest most expensive hot tubs and spas use high pressure whirlpool jets, they also cost like $2,000, now you can recreate it in your bathtub with just a hose. It's a 1 horsepower motor, self-contained, sits on the floor by the tub. It, don't worry, it won't, don't get it wet. It's a flexible hose. It surrounds you with 50 jets. So it must have a bed or something that fits tightly against the perimeter of your tub. Surrounds you with 50 jets, 200 gallons of water over your whole body every minute. It's used in locker rooms, clinics, fully relaxing, completely portable. $349. Another plum gold bracelet. I don't know what plum gold means, but it sounds like it's a scam. Then another stereo, a quick draw one from Panasonic. I don't know what makes it quick draw. Let's see. I'm having trouble zooming. This new stereo is the world's smallest and lightest. Barely larger than the tapes it plays. It doesn't scrimp on features, anti-rolling, metal tape, two headphone jacks so you can share listening. Some of these things really made sense at the time, and they didn't get, you know, then they cut it out because they said, well, we could save like $1 if we cut out that second headset. A belt holster, two AA batteries, and you can do it without taking the tape out of your pocket. You can change tapes. What else? We got another rowing machine, a compact rower, a speed listener, sound pacer is a sliding, this is like podcasts, fast talk without chipmunks. It's $199. A sound pacer plays back spoken word cassettes at twice the speed and skips over blank spaces between words. These are settings you can do on your podcast app now. Don't do it for sleep with me. They also have a jacket, sportswear that's also protective. Let's see, brass ducts for your hearth. So duct-topped brass fireplace stuff. It's a bargain. It says $95. Let's see, 18th century Flemish and English households where the duck motif became popular. A poker, tongs, shovel, and broom, all tubular brass. How about this one? Computer science joins you at the racetrack. Microcomputer technology, the Mattel Horse Race Analyzer, sifts through important data and predicts the top four horses 90% of the time, 51% of the time. Interesting. I don't know where they, you just punch in your daily racing form facts and you'll see a prediction, 9-volt battery. Those early analytics, day and night stuff for your house, a entertaining cube, a 6-inch cube, alarm clock, cassette player, and 5 bands of radio entertainment. That's interesting. Then another pedal. Oh, this is one of those things where you lean forward and back, indoor bicycling. Oh, yeah, pedal 10 minutes a day with the flywheel to look and feel better. See, they have a, is that a computer for in worldwide communications network for the price of a computer alone? I think this, which computer is this? The VIC-20. I think that's a Commodore VIC-20 telecommunication system, $499. Can also get a 6-cassette performance series. It's a VIC-20 personal computer and also has a phone modem. So that'd be cool. What else we got here? A complete personal stereo system. I think this is for podcasters. It looks like it has 2 microphones and a backpack. They got a Sony micro cassette recorder and a deep massager. Those are the things that were always popular. Panabrator 2. The Panabrator 2, $45. 5,000 RPMs purring up to a 7,000. Oversized handle, heavy-duty housing. Complete personal. Now you can make professional sounding stereo recordings with sound separation using Technohide's stereo microphone. 6 feet of cable. Or you could use a condenser microphone built in for business meetings. The advanced model, hi-fi. Frequency response, 40 to 12,000. Tape players. You can use metal tape for higher quality sound. $130 to start your own podcast, I guess. Let's see. We got to finish up here. Let's see what other things. A suit of armor. So this is the kind of thing, yeah, that was a kid. One day I'll buy that. 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Only $55 delivery. $2,400 for a suit of armor. Space age crossbow. Yeah, this is the kind of thing. Thank goodness they don't sell this stuff anymore. Does it come with the sword? I don't think it does. A three-piece suit. Designs from the royal court. Ornate hilt. I guess it does come with everything. They also have a smoker, but a pretty standard smoker. Oh, another thing was like... another thing they always had was, what are these things called? Not a microscope. What are these things called? The Celestron C8 refractor telescope. If it was conventional, it'd have to have an 8-foot-long tube. But this one, compared to another one, provides 4 times the light-gathering ability, 700 times the ability of the human eye, which is the most critical figure in... factor, which I did ask one of my friends about. It has a motor drive, $1,200. So yeah, that's a little bit from this thing. There's a lot more, but hopefully I'll track down that James Bond one and we can talk more. But I hope you enjoyed this little journey through a Sharper Image catalog. Good night, everybody. All right, everybody. It's Scoots here. I wanted to thank everybody who took the time to review the show on Apple Podcasts. KT from South Africa said, took me a couple of days to get in this podcast. Now I don't even get past the intro. Stories always sound so inviting. Best podcast for sleeplessness or if you dread lying awake waiting for sleep. Works like magic. This one comes from Allie Grace. Crazy how helpful it is. You know, I've been dealing with stuff and exciting stuff and new stuff and up at night, and Sleeping Bee has been there to help me sleep. Whether you're at home or you're someplace else, now I can wake up at 2 a.m. and fall back asleep out like a light. Virgo says, thanks, Scoots. It's been my go-to for over 4 years now, or close to 4 years. I have different things I deal with, and some nights it's really tough to fall asleep, and some nights I don't even sleep at all. And Sleep With Me has helped me clear my mind, relax, and even fall asleep. Give it a chance. Kate's 31 says, works. I listen every single night. Tell everyone about it. I look forward to going to bed now and find my mind no longer wanders to the places it used to. I look forward to contributing in the future so I can stay free and help so many people. Thanks. Nance says, long wandering intro helps me settle in. Sometimes I fall asleep during it. Sometimes it's my favorite part. When the story comes around, I'm groggy and ready to sleep. The show has seen me through some hard times and kept me company in the deep, dark night with goofy kindness. I'm very grateful. Yeah, that means it creates a safe, kind place. Can't imagine, you know, I'm dealing with a lot, and this podcast has completely changed my bedtime. Thanks. Then we got 3 one-star reviews back to back to back. One just said long. One said, told me to be quiet, but in stronger terms. Another said, irritating. Somebody said, then somebody else recommended a different podcast. So, yeah, I think that's it for the reviews. So thank you so much for taking the time to review the show. I really appreciate it. And, Slipping Me exists as a free podcast because of people that support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. That's how we're able, we're getting close to 400 episodes in the free feed. So I'm excited about that. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be that. I appreciate it. You could join our referral program and get rewarded for spreading the word about the show at slipinmepodcast.com/refer. And that's it. What do you say? I tuck you in here with one of the sponsors that helps us cut all those cool back episodes in the feed. Thanks. All right, everybody. Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar. If you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a posty special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me. You're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design. You want to listen to it during the day. Or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this, and then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. The All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky, PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 12:40, apple cider redo. That was Trader Joe's a shop and cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Renfair with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, we did part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? I guess in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.